At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, it's Tim Moore from The Bulwark here with my buddy Will Sommer, author of the False Flag newsletter. We were trying to get the fingering trio together, but alas, Sam is watching UConn or something. He's claiming that he has a real crisis.
This was a diva move.
Yeah, yes. I think it's a diva move. Okay, and he's also getting uncomfortable with the name. So please message Sam and let him know that he's got a cowboy up a little bit on this material. But we couldn't wait for him because we need to talk about what Candace Owens has been posting this weekend. I'm obsessed. Will, are you obsessed, or is my obsession forcing you to care about this?
Well, it's maybe a little bit. You know, I do think it's sort of gotten to an interesting level. She's kind of been humming for the past couple months on the Charlie Kirk conspiracy theories. Yeah. And now she claims, as we'll get into, that it's become a real thing now. It's operational.
Yeah, this caught my eye when I was in New York, the first tweet. And it was one of those ones where even for Candace, I had to double check and make sure, like, is this a spoof account? You know, is this a thing where it's like real Candace zero instead of real Candace O? It isn't. It's her real account. Just as a quick aside. I know you don't have to hand it to Candace, but something to be said for the fact that she has like three main conspiracy theory threads out there over the past few months. The fact that she believes that Brigitte Macron is trans and is maybe Emmanuel's uncle or something. I don't know. I lost track of all of those. And then obviously many kind of different Israel conspiracy theories. And then the Charlie Kirk assassination. She's been working on various conspiracy theories on all three. And as you're watching right now, you're watching a master in action. All of them will converge together here in the latest theory. It begins this way. Siren emoji. Urgent. 2 days ago, I'm speaking as Candace now. 2 days ago, I was contacted by a high-ranking employee of the French government. After determining this person's position and proximity to the French couple, I've deemed the information they gave me to be credible enough to share publicly in the event that something happens. In short, this person claims the Macrons have executed upon and paid for my assassination. Yes, you read that correctly. More specifically, the green light was given to a small team in the National Gendarmerie Intervention Group. I'm told there will be at least, you'll not be surprised to hear, one Israeli that is sent on the assassination squad.
Make sure there's an Israeli on the team.
Yeah, and the plans were formalized. It goes on. I'm sorry, you really do have to read all of it. It's a masterpiece. They provided concrete proof. Further, this person claims that Charlie Kirk's assassin trained with the French Legion 13th Brigade with multi-state involvement. Journalist Xavier Poussard's life is also at risk. This is deadly serious. I'm sorry. This is deadly serious, people. Do not laugh, okay? The head of state wants us both dead. And then she does the traditional thing that you do. When you're worried someone's going to assassinate you, you say, I ask that everyone retweet and share this. To the brave official in France who flagged this, may God bless you truly. Let all be revealed. That was the first salvo. And I got to tell you, I was blown away. I mean, it is absurd on its face, but like the commitment to the bit, the tying of all the threads together. What do you think? What struck you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is the kind of the lives we lead. I was on the playground this afternoon and Sam called me and said, so what's going on with this thing? And I had to say, you know, all these parents milling around and I was saying, yeah, she thinks the Israeli government wants to kill her. You know, they sent a French Legionnaire assassin. So over the past few days, as you said, I mean, Candace has, we know for months, has been on like the Charlie Kirk kind of trying to make it about her, essentially. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And then in late last week, she started to say, maybe Charlie gave his life for me. Somehow the Macrons are mixed up in all this. Perhaps it was the French government all along, naturally with an assist from Israel. And then over the weekend, it got to the point of what they call wet work in the trade, where, you know, she claims the assassins are out to get her. It's very strange. I mean, she is claiming that this is a real threat, you know, and this has gotten a lot of traction on the right. I mean, I think there are a lot of people who are buying into this. My favorite was Emerald Robinson of Lindell TV confirmed. Yeah. That the shooting, she said, yes, this is confirmed that the assassins are out there. And then someone said, well, is the Trump administration doing anything? And she said, no.
How is it confirmed that the assassins out there? That was an interesting question. Is the Trump administration doing anything? DC Drano, who is an important character in Trump world, he was one of the people that got the original Epstein files binders. I remember I was watching a speech once where Trump called DC Drano out from stage. And I was like, that's got to be kind of a first, a presidential candidates, you know, singling out someone by their Twitter handle. He posted, if this is verified, how is this not an act of war? I think that answer kind of question, you know, I think the question kind of answers itself.
She said it's not verified. If this is verified, a lot rather than that.
But, you know, several others, you know, I mean, there was Dave Smith, a right-wing comedian who's also been very anti-Israel, has debated Ben Shapiro and others. He posted, kind of like, I'm worried about Candace if this is real. He kept caveating at least, but he's a significant figure. I was on Pures with him. I say this to say that, like, you know, the other big story of the weekend in the right is that, like, Twitter is now showing what country you're from if you're tweeting. And so, like, there are a lot of anonymous right-wing accounts that are actually Bangladeshi content mills. But like, real human Americans who have some level of influence on the right are at least somewhat buying into the Candace has a hit out on her from Macron and Israel.
Yeah, I mean, these are, to your point, I mean, these aren't just bots. These are real people. These are not sort of stark raving lunatics, although perhaps does sometimes.
I know that you don't seem to be taking this very seriously.
No, who knows?
Well, who knows? I do have to point out, I was in Nashville earlier this week when I was interviewing Kamala Harris. And I do just want to really quick throw up on the screen. I did see some suspicious looking people. Well, I snapped that. I snapped that right there in the woods outside of Nashville. And, you know, is it not possible that there is kind of a Jewish John Wick type figure working with the French Macron legionnaires? Said,
you'll need this, you know, conceal the long gun in this baguette.
I do want to say also, at this point, some people are watching this. They're like, guys, I had people say this to me when I was quote tweeting it. Why are you giving this more oxygen? Candace is just pulling up her most recent live streams. 1.5 million, 1.7 million, 1.7 million, 2.2 million, 2 million. She's getting huge numbers for this. And I've repeated this several times, but I think it's important to say part of the reason why I care about this is because she's so ridiculous and camp that it is kind of funny. Another reason is that, like, when I speak on colleges, I ask people what they're consuming. And the amount of Candace that you hear is, like, pretty alarming. And it's right wing, obviously MAGA people, but there's also, like, kind of this horseshoe lefty, you know, kind of folks who were involved in Gaza protests and all that. I think who come by that earnestly. There was much to protest there, who hear Candace saying things that they like on the discrete issue of caring about the heinous atrocities in Gaza. And then you end up down a pipeline towards this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Candace she's a unique voice. She's into also celebrity gossip stuff, as you said. Yeah. She's very out front in criticizing Israel. And so I think she's gathered people much broader than, say, like PragerU or Ben Shapiro, kind of a more traditional kind of right-wing media outlet. The other thing I would add here is that, you know, the Macrons are already suing Candace Owens, right? And so now she's saying they've sent assassins to kill me. So I don't know how this figures into her legal maneuvers or what have you, but it doesn't seem like it's going to play well in the courtroom.
Just for kicks, can I read a couple of the other tweets she sent? Yes. Follow-ups? Because it just kept going, you know? There's no shortage of entertaining content. So the next day, after her original siren tweet about the French-Israeli multi-state assassination attempt against her, she says this: I'm told that payments for assassinations are running through the Club de Sang in France. That means there's a paper trail, and I encourage the patriots of France to do what you can to uncover it. I would again like to stress that there is a French female assassin, but also a male Israeli assassin that were selected to kill me. So We do know that those are both things to look out for if you're in Nashville and you see Baguette Holding, folks. She goes on just right after that, also Sunday morning. It is not a coincidence that the French Legionnaire were in the United States training with our Marines recently for 3 weeks. When those 3 weeks ended in California, another military training exercise began among civilians at Camp Riley in Minnesota. French Foreign Legionnaires were involved in Charlie Kirk's assassination. They were not the only ones, but they were involved. So talk about the Charlie Kirk element of this, because she kind of alluded to that in the first tweet, but this is on the follow-up is like, no, the French Legionnaires were training here. They killed Charlie. Others are involved. Seems like she's saying Israel, maybe even America.
You know, I think she's identified at this point maybe like 100 potential assassins or people involved in this. I mean, earlier last week, she was into this whole thing about this Egyptian plane that was in Utah a lot. So, you know, I guess Egypt sort of seems to have been taken out of the narrative now, and now it's much more French. So she's had a whole lot of ideas about
what about what the maroon exactly shirts? Did you follow the maroon shirts thread?
No,
she was noticing that a lot of the men that were in the crowd that day, it was a disproportionate number of men. She's been to a lot of right-wing events. She's like, she knows that there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of soy boys out there in the world that wear, you know, kind of like you, you know, pink and such. But she's like, she noted the number of suspicious looking people in the crowd wearing maroon that day. Just another thing that she's flagged.
Well, she got onto an interesting one where the suspicious plane landed in Minot, North Dakota, where there's a military base. And what did the military base do recently? They did something called Operation Valhalla. Now, what did Cash Patel say? I'll meet you in Valhalla, Charlie Kirk. Whoa.
The dots really are connecting. One other thing that has happened this morning I want to point out was that this is from Pavel Durov. You're familiar with this
yes.
character? Yeah. We'll explain to people who that is.
Yeah, so Pavel Durov is the founder of Telegram, which is a sort of Russia-based encrypted messaging app that is, among other things, like really popular with extremists online.
He posted about this. After reviewing everything Charlie Kirk has said about Macron's France, I find Candace's info about French involvement in his death entirely plausible. Are you ready? Are you ready for what Charlie said that made it plausible that France killed him? Charlie even called for 300% tariffs on France until the charges against me, Pavel Durov, were dropped. He has international he's got various issues with the alleged crimes he's committed on his platform. But the theory of the case being proffered here is that the French are so mad about Candace Owens's transvestigations against Brigitte and about Charlie Kirk calling for 300% tariffs that they have hired a hit squad, a female hit squad of French ladies and berets and teamed them up with some Israelis boys and they had them take out Charlie. Because of the tariffs. Like that was like Emmanuel Macron's like, I'm so concerned about the 300% tariff hike that Charlie Kirk has called out for that I got to just take him out.
So one more bit of possible lore here is that Candace claims that after the assassination, Andrew Colvett, who is sort of like Charlie's right-hand man and has sort of like succeeded him in a lot of ways, claimed that he told her it was supposed to be you, Candace. Now, I haven't asked him about this. I'm going to assume that's totally made up on her part. But like, so she has this kind of implication that either Charlie Kirk sort of nominated himself to be a sacrificial lamb or somehow like they couldn't get to Candace, so they got to him instead. And so that is kind of the very twisted mythology that she's dealing with.
Whew. Well, I don't know. Will, what do you, you know, how does it make you feel that Candace is kind of up there, this stuff is landing for people. It's up there in the charts. Does it give you any deep concerns?
It doesn't feel good. I mean, I would say, as you underlined, I mean, this is someone who's really, really popular. I mean, I think the political valence here is that, like, at one point, the right had a lot of capital from the Charlie Kirk assassination. Understandably, people felt bad for them. There was this attempt from the administration to capitalize on it. And then Candace Owens came in and kind of just threw it all over the place. And she said, you know, hey, Turning Point, you know, that organization that's supposed to make everyone in America Trump, everyone young, they murdered him, essentially. And so this is, a lot of people are buying into this.
Whew. Well, I got to tell you how I feel, which is I feel guilty because I want to see the next tweet. I mean, it's so crazy. It's so crazy. Like, this person should be in a padded, she should be getting help. I really do believe that Candace should be seeking help and not, you know, gaining more views for her program than the nightly news. But like, we are where we are, and I do want to see what happens next. I feel guilty about that. And, you know, I just wanted to confess that to you. It's my cradle Catholic in me. Lastly, just one more time, I just want to put the two potential suspects back on the screen one more time. And there you go. Okay. And if you're in Nashville, maybe don't purchase any baguettes over the next few days. You don't want ICE looking, you know, you don't want anybody targeting you unnecessarily, any sort of, you know, racial profiling, French, no berets either. Do you have any other French stereotypes that you can think of? Smelliness?
Escargot.
Yeah, shower.
Don't go to the French restaurant. Yeah, Nashville, city of spies. You know, I'm sure that's going to be a lot of spy versus spy action all around Candace.
All right, everybody. Tell Sam you hate him for not joining us. We'll keep you posted on this and more. Make sure to sign up for Will's newsletter, the False Flag newsletter at thebulwark.com. He's crushing it. Every one of them is a gem. We appreciate you guys, and we'll see you soon.